Sonic Cast time. You got your girl Sonic G. What's up?
What's happening? DC is chilling.
Your player partner G Biz.
Another Oakland native doing real big things on the OWN network. We got to talk to your girl Braylee Evans.
This is your Sonic Cast.
Braylee, what's up, baby? Good morning.
Sana, your team is on it. They're like making sure I'm cool all on the phone. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, we want to get into it. What you got going on with this Ambition show on OWN?
Oh, my God. We're number one. That's all I got to say. We're number one. We're sexy. We're hot. We're scandalous. It's amazing. Every Tuesday night at 10.
Man,
yeah.
Are you scandalous? Because I started watching this joint a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, hey, it's a lot of mess happening right here, boy.
It is, but you know what? That's what happens when money, power, sexy people all get in the same room. It just kind of combusts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of which, can you ask Robin what the hell she puts on her face? Because I swear, I mean, I know black don't crack, but that woman, wow. I swear to gosh, it's like she doesn't ever change.
Never. Like, can I just tell you guys something? When we were shooting, I was staring at her like, are you real? Like, I'm trying to figure out her beauty secrets. I'm, like, looking at everything she does. I mean, I hope she doesn't get mad, but I will tell you guys one secret that I found out. Mm. She always drinks tea. So you should see me. Adam went and bought me a teapot, some new teacups. So got my herbal teas, my jasmines. Adam went and got my chai. Like, I'm on the teas because I'm about to be looking like this when I'm 65. I don't know. But she ain't that yet, but I'm just saying.
I'm like, what are you going to do in the category?
No. I'm saying when we get that age, you know what I mean.
I got you.
I said, oh, they can misconstrue that. Let me clean it up.
Now, Braylee, on this show, I believe you're dealing with anti-gentrification as well. How does that topic, like, touch you, knowing that you're from Oakland and also what's going on here in the Bay Area?
I was just about to say, did you not know that I'm from Oakland?
Yeah.
And it costs $1 million to rent a one-bedroom apartment there?
Tell me about it, because that's what I'm paying right now.
Can I just tell you this? At first, when I read the part, I kind of felt for the character, felt for the people that it was happening to.
Yeah.
And then it hit me. I was like, low key, this is real. I'm speaking for my hometown. So when you guys see me going off in the street and acting a fool about this thing, I'm really talking about, you can't move me out of West Oakland. You can't do
right.
it. Like, I'm like, you guys don't even understand. Then I'm one of my acting coaches is in New York. She's like, it's happening to me right in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
People in D.C. are telling me Chaco City ain't Chaco City no more.
Right.
I'm like, okay, this thing is bigger than what even I anticipated it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I step out of the role into my everyday life, I'm feeling some kind of way. So I believe I'm becoming the voice to the voiceless on this topic. Mm. And this is a great way to get the word out on the sly.
So I'm gonna tell you something. I just found out today that you were front of town, right? But as I reflect back on the show, it makes a lot of sense because I'm thinking about that scene where, like, you were in the restaurant and Robin Givens was trying to get your pops to, like, she was like, yo, like, the restaurant is, like, in your name anyway, so you should just come up off that thing, yada, 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 right? And the looks that you were giving her was like, okay, that's real town right there.
See, when I tell you, I be trying not to slip a hella out. I be like, let me just not make it too real. And remember, this is set in Atlanta, Braylee. You
right.
talk with a little slang.
Yeah.
So say, yo, shorty, you know, you got to have the right, you know, lingo. But when I tell you all of my Oakland, like, that's the Oakland girl coming out. It's so funny. They'd be like, Oakland Braylee is coming out in this show. This is you on MacArthur. This is you on High Street.
Right.
This is you all at Lake Merritt. Yes, this is you. So I'm like, it's true. Like, I'm not taking no shorts. I'm really fighting for something that's real inside of this character. And it feels good to do so. I'm so glad. You know, I do a lot of comedy. You guys have seen me do a bunch of comedy stuff. And this time I really get to, like, show my chops, and I'm real happy about that.
So as this show continues on, as a watcher, what can we look forward to seeing? Like, give us just a little bit of juice.
Yeah.
You can look forward to seeing more arc in every character. Like, you've just gotten to know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you love, you know who you hate and hate to love. And I think you're going to get to see different sides of all of us. The cool part about the creator of the show, Jamie Giddens, is He created whole people, and he also made sure that we get to experience the bad stuff, the good stuff, the sad stuff, the happy stuff, the elations of the of life. So you're going to get to see whole people, and so that's going to be exciting because you're going, you're really stepping into the lives of, you're really a fly on the wall, really. So I think it's going to be exciting to see just like what really happens in the end. And like, of course you're going to get to see more sex and more, you know, lusciousness and stuff. Okay. And I'm not, you know, and let's just say everybody gets some in ambition. So keep watching.
Damn.
So I'm gonna keep it.
Everybody,
I'm gonna keep it funky. It's only really two characters that I'm down with. I'm down with you. I'm down with Essence's character. Everybody else is with the shenanigans. I don't really appreciate it.
Essence is so dope. Let's discuss her right quick. Essence, I've watched Essence forever as well, and she is so crafty, like with her gifting. It just amazes me. I feel like they paid me to be in a master class of acting. Brian White, another exceptional. I'm like, y'all gonna pay me and I'm about to learn from them like this? I'm about to be a beast after this. Like, it's about to get nuts. Like, I'm so serious. These people, like Kenny, he's an Erica Page. Like, okay, Erica, let's discuss. Erica Page is new on the scene, right? She and I had just done a show prior to this, a comedy called Last Call. We booked this show together, and we look at each other like, we're about to do two series regulars back to back. Like, the way God has set this whole thing up is so stupid. I'm like, okay, I'm about to bust down these doors for Oakland. It's done, y'all. It's done.
I have a real shallow question, Bull. I'm looking over your Instagram right now. Have you met Oprah?
Man, I was going there too.
Because you know G-Biz has a humongous crush on Oprah, and that would be like a life, you know what I'm saying, achievement for me to meet her. What she smell like? Money?
Right. She smell like straight
cash.
Dollar bills. I just tell you this? She is so amazing. I met her. Believe this or not, you guys. First of all, I got to tell you, start with, she's been on my dream board for about years.
Right.
I don't even want to tell you how long. She's been on my dream board for years, right, to work with and to meet. I met her last year, April 2018, at a gala for giving to the homeless and to feeding the hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And in this room, she was the keynote speaker for Minnie's Food Pantry. She had people coming on stage giving their donations and what, you know, what their donations would be. I was like, Mom, I want to go up there. My mom was like, we ain't got no $100,000. And so I was like, I don't even care. Like, the woman in the Bible, she gave the least and like kind of gave the most because that's all she had. I went up there. I was like, hi, Auntie Oprah. I was like, I didn't know the rules of not calling her Auntie.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's out now.
I was like, hi, Auntie O.
Right.
I would like to give $1,000 to this organization for the next 10 years. And she was like, okay. Because, like, mind you, I was giving the least. She was like, well, what else? I said, I'm going to also give, when I play you in your autobiography, I'm going to give my whole check to this organization. She was, look at me, grabbed both my hands and said, believe it. And I said, y'all, when I tell you the spirit on that woman jumped on me. I thought I had the Holy Ghost. Then come to find out, here we are a whole year later, I booked this show on OWN.
Right.
When I say speak your dreams into existence, y'all, oh my God, I am that much closer to doing what I told her I would do. And now she my boss. So no, I have not met her in conjunction with the show. Mm. However, I did speak to her on stage. I have video of it, pictures and everything to prove it. Of her, go to my Instagram, y'all, at Braylee Evans.
Send
I'm trying
it.
To get my followers up.
Yeah, yeah. Send it. We'll put it on the podcast. Go ahead.
Please do. But yeah, so that's the thing is, so I did meet her. Yes, she is freaking amazing. She's everything you thought she would be in your imagination
and more.
And then again, her message of speaking those things into existence, it is resounding in me because it's actually happened in my life that now I'm on an OWN show.
I'm not going to lie, sitting here listening to you talk, and I don't know if I'm just thinking Oprah, but you lightweight sound like Oprah too a little bit.
Girl,
as you've been talking.
You better, girl,
I'll put it
chills.
In the air for you, baby.
Chills.
It's you. You're
I
Oprah.
I just got chills. Girl, if I'm the second coming, it's going to be better. Like, this is a cool thing. We get to stand on Oprah's shoulders, right? Like, so now she's the floor. So we get to go even higher because she's already, like, set up some things. Like, this is how you do it.
Right.
So all of us looking on got the same amount of 24 hours. What's the problem? I'm coming for it. I'm coming for it. You hear me?
Yeah, let me hear the test run. You get a car. You get a car.
You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. And a car.
What? It's Oprah.
Claim it.
Yes.
I love y'all. That's dope.
So Ambitions Tuesdays, right?
Ambitions every Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. Do not be late. 9 o'clock Central. If you DVR it, I got to get this message out. If you DVR the show, you must watch it within 3 days. If you can't watch it in 3 days, just turn it on and keep on cleaning and doing what you need to do. Because we only get credit when you turn that thing on within 3 days. That plus three is important. We want to stay number one. Mm. We want to come back next season. And it's important that the viewers have the information. So I'm just out here trying to educate folks, get y'all excited about some good TV.
Let me ask you this question, because I watch a lot of OWN, seriously. Outside of Ambitions, what's your favorite show on OWN?
Ooh, Ayanna Fixed My Life, though. Oh, can I just tell you, beloved? I love it. And then the have and the have nots. I mean, those are all my peoples. If loving you is wrong, all my people. Like Green Leaf.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm a Green Leaf Queen Sugar kind of guy.
Yeah.
Queen Sugar, can I take? First of all, I can't wait to be on those shows. I'm about to speak that into existence right now. Come on now. I'm trying to be on the shows. So I've been watching OWN forever, my own self, and I've also been listening to KMEL my entire life. Mm. I'm down with the Chewy Gomez's, the Rennells, the Kevin Nash's. Mm. Like, when I was thinking about doing this interview, I got so excited. Like, Lord, I'm getting interviewed on the radio station I used to listen to as a kid.
I'm getting
emotional. It's so amazing. He will do it.
He is doing it. All right,
that
baby. We're definitely going to be tuned into the show.
Absolutely.
And I wish you nothing but blessings and, you know, out there as you make your way to getting that Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame. That's what we're doing.
You speak that. Okay, you are there when it happens. I will make sure of it because you
okay.
just spoke it.
Not Chewy, Sana.
No, Sana. Sana is there.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate
right,
you.
Love you guys.
Yeah, we're going to support Braylee. You, Mama. Stay blessed.
All right, peace.
All right, peace. Bitch. She was dope. That's dope that she's from the town and doing big things like that, though, too.
Absolutely. I got to go catch up. I'm 3 episodes in. I think we're on episode 5 right now.
I'm behind on everything.
Yeah, I'm not up on it, but clearly Ambitions is the show we need to start watching.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, big ups to, what the fuck is her name? Beverly?
Braylee.
Big ups to Braylee Evans for tapping in with us. Oakland native out there. West Oakland. She was shouting that during the Sonicast. So, you know, make sure you tap in with us every morning. We're out here in the Bay Area. Bay Area, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. We're in the building.
Go ahead and tune in and go ahead and grab some of those old Sonicast episodes, too. They're all up there for your own demand.
Yeah. Tap in, baby.
Well, holla.